Back home now, and funding has been suspended for private services in all hospitals run by Children's Health Ireland. The decision has been made by the National Treatment Purchase Fund, and it follows revelations that a consultant, now retired, allegedly referred his public patients to his weekend clinics, which were paid for by the NTPF. Our health correspondent Fergal Bowers joins us now. Fergal, would you start by explaining what the NTPF is and how it works?
The National Treatment Purchase Fund, it's a separate public body. It was set up in 2004, and it has received €230 million this year to help cut waiting lists for outpatients, inpatients and day cases. It also publishes waiting list data by hospitals and validates them. And significantly, it enters into agreements with hospitals to cut waiting lists. That could be using private hospitals or existing public hospitals that have extra capacity.
And what is insourcing? Because that has featured quite considerably in these reports of recent weeks.
Yes, insourcing means using spare capacity in public hospitals over and above the core hospital activity to get public patients seen faster. What is significant at Children's Health Ireland is that according to the unpublished internal report seen by RTE News, the clinics in question did not align to the insourcing principles outlined in the waiting list management protocol agreed with the NTPF. These patients could have been seen in a normal outpatient clinic during normal working hours without NTPF funding. Also, it says the longest waiters were not seen at these NTPF clinics, and the time slot afforded each patient, a child, was 10 minutes, less than the consultant's average normal outpatient clinic time slot for new patients. And also, up to 48 patients were seen in these Saturday clinics, compared to a cap of 23 in the normal public clinic. And then also 45 children who required surgery did not get a date for it and instead were put back on a consultant's inpatient waiting list, which had significant waiting times.
Right. So the insourcing essentially, as you say, using that spare capacity in public hospitals, is it that at weekends, in the evenings, and then the NTPF pay the overtime to the hospitals who then pay the staff?
Yes, this work tends to be normally done at evenings or at weekends, yeah, outside of the normal core activity. Now, when the NTPF pays the hospital, it's not supposed to be charged back for costs already funded by the HSC, you know, core funded staff costs. They wouldn't be reimbursed by the NTPF.
So tell us then about the decision by the NTPF to stop the funding of private services in CHI.
Well, fundamentally, the internal report found a broken culture in CHI created by dysfunctional relationships and challenging behaviours with the potential to put patients at risk. So the NTPF last night said, following serious concerns it has over this report, which it only received recently, the NTPF placed a temporary pause on all insourcing work with Children's Health Ireland. So it has suspended funding for the NTPF-funded services there. So a big question arises, will this mean patients, the children, waiting, will they suffer longer delays to be seen due to the actions set out in this report commissioned by the CHI but not published?
But they could be seen publicly. I mean, as you said, that report also said that there were publicly available facilities in which the children, the 45 children, could have been seen.
So these are the issues that the report raises. They're very serious issues. The Taoiseach yesterday said they were very serious, and that, in his view, a version of this report should be published. And I think the Minister for Health takes a similar view. You'll have her on later on. You can ask her. But Children's Health Ireland said the report won't be published. They're citing legal advice. And until this controversy erupted in late May via the Sunday Times, neither the Department of Health, nor the Minister, nor the HSC Chief Bernard Gloucester had seen this report.
So we don't know, Fergal, how long the NTPF funding will be suspended for.
No, they're going to, they're conducting a review, and I suppose in tandem with that, the Department of Health said that the HSE is commissioning an audit of governance and equity in patient access and waiting list management by Children's Health Ireland. So that's a separate review. So we've quite a number of reviews getting underway.
We certainly do. Fergal, thank you very much indeed. Fergal Bowers, our health correspondent, and we will be speaking to the Health Minister, Jennifer Carroll-McNeill, after the sports news just after 7:30. It's 7:25 now.